I take pride in the fact that vocab is known as one of the most inclusive spaces in art curations, especially just like the entertainment field, right? Because I want people to know that they can fully be themselves. And it's really important to me that other people can see that. And you can see the community that's based off of that. And knowing that there's going to be one place for one night in the city that people had to go to that they could be themselves and be honest. And for me, it's what started my activism, right? And it became the lifeblood of everything.
Well, and it's obvious to see then that how the success of that and all that you've learned from that is going to flow perfectly into the Cafe Creative model for the Kepra Institute as well. That same kind of safe, trusted space for people, for artists.
Yeah, it's like community is important. And I think people kind of lose sight of that. And I'm hoping, especially with all that's going on in COVID, I'm a silver lining kind of person. But I hope that one of the things that we get out of this is how important community is. And it can be small, it can be large, it can be just your neighbor, or it can be through art, right? Like creating community with as many different types of people as possible is like the, for me, it's the way to move forward. And Cafe Creative, the goal is to be able to be that space where, you know, it's going to be not just writers, right? We all have different artistic backgrounds, and inviting anyone that wants to come in to be a part of that in whatever capacity, but also being sure that everyone knows that there is mentorship involved and there is helping of others involved. It's not just stepping away from the eye and fully stepping into being a full member of a community.
To help support something like that and help it to continue and grow, and for other organizations to look at it as a model to follow, what would you want legislators, policymakers, people, foundations that could contribute, what would you want them to know and to do?
For me, seeing their placement in the problems that we have in the world. And I think one of the things that we have to start realizing that if it's not intergenerational, like if it's not a true representation of what this world looks like, then it's not actually going to do any work. And I think that's one of the reasons that Kepra is such a model for that. It's by design, it is community focused. It is intergenerational. It is a space of listening and talking before moving, right? And it's, I think that's the most important thing that we need to, I would like to see the world shift into, as opposed to just production, but actually thinking about the why and being considerate of what we do to be complicit in the way that things are right now.
Well, Tatiana, thank you so much for sharing with all of us.
Oh, this has been my pleasure. I'm thank you for this moment.